depending on whether a person is young or old, male or female, enslaved or free. There are many kinds of goodness. It has many definitions, because it is relative to the actions and ages of each of us in all that we do. And the same may be said of what's bad, Socrates.
This is my lucky day, Meno. I ask you for one form of goodness, and you present me with a whole swarm of them. So, let's follow the metaphor of the swarm. If I ask you to tell me what is the nature of a bee, and you answer that there are many kinds of bees, then I would ask you whether bees differ as bees because there are many different kinds of them, or because they are distinguished by some other quality, such as their size, shape, or beauty. How would you answer that?
I would say that bees do not differ from each other as bees.
Suppose that I went on to say, that's what I want to know, Meno. Identify the quality that makes them all alike, not the ones that make them different. Would you be able to answer that?
I would.
Similarly, if the forms of goodness, however many there are, all have a common nature that makes them good, then the person who wishes to answer the question, what is goodness, would do well to have that common nature in sight. Are you with me?
I'm beginning to get it, but I don't yet fully grasp the question.
Meno, when you say that there is one form of goodness for a man, another for a woman, another for a child, and so on, does that apply only to goodness, or would you say the same of health, size, and strength? Isn't the nature of health always the same, whether in a man or a woman?
Yes, health is the same, whether in a man or a woman.
And isn't this also true of size and strength? If a woman is strong, she is strong because of the same form and the same strength in her that is in the man. I mean, strength, considered as strength, whether of a man or a woman, is the same. Do you see any difference?
No, I don't see any difference.